Polish Radio External Service.
This is Polish Radio's external service broadcasting from Warsaw. This is the news at 17 UTC on this Saturday, the 10th of April. In the studio are John Beecham
and Sławek Szews. Poland is in national mourning after a tragic plane crash in Russia caused the death of President Lech Kaczyński, his wife, and many members of the Polish political and military elite.
The government plane, a Tupolev 154, was carrying 88 passengers with 8 crew members to Smolensk Airport near Katyn, where commemorations of Stalin's massacre of Polish officers in 1940 were to take place. No one survived the crash. Prime Minister Donald Tusk has said such drama has never been witnessed by the contemporary world.
In a televised address, the government head spoke to the Polish people before flying out to Smolensk to witness the scene himself and to meet with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin.
A great tragedy has been inflicted on the Polish people. It is a massive tragedy, one of the greatest in the history of our nation. It is the most tragic moment in Poland's peacetime history. The presidential capital are dead, the heads of important state institutions have died, parliamentarians, the aircraft crew, priests, army chief of staff, deputy speakers of parliament, leaders of political parties.
Takiego dramatu współczesny świat nie widział.
Such drama has never been witnessed by the contemporary world.
The list of the deceased includes much of Poland's political and military elite. Among the victims of this tragic accident are the last president of the government in exile, Ryszard Kaczorowski, former defense minister Jerzy Szmajdziński, head of the National Security Bureau, Aleksander Szczygło, head of the presidential chancery, Władysław Stasiak, head of the National Bank of Poland, Sławomir Skrzypek, head of the Institute of National Remembrance, Janusz Kurtyka, Poland's chief of the general staff, Franciszek Gongor, citizens ombudsman Janusz Kochanowski, and the list goes on.
The accident occurred when the plane was landing at the airport in Smolensk in western Russia. Thick fog made maneuvering difficult and led the plane to clip some trees, which ultimately made the plane crash around 1.5 kilometers short of the runway.
Condolences have been coming in from around the world as news of the tragedy has spread. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev made an official statement saying,
in these last days, we organized the ceremony in Katyn. Together, we were to commemorate the victims of totalitarian regimes. Lech Kaczyński was coming to Russia to show respect for the murdered Polish officers as a president, as a citizen of his country. We all Russians join Poles in this grief and mourning.
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel also sent a message to all Poles upon learning of the catastrophe.
With horror and disbelief, we learned about the catastrophe of President Kaczyński's plane. Our thoughts and feelings are at this moment with the family of the president and the families of the many victims of this tragedy. This is a tragedy for Poland in a political sense and also on a human scale. Germans today join in mourning with the Polish people.
President Obama offered condolences to Prime Minister Tusk and the Polish people, calling the tragedy devastating to Poland, to the United States, and to the world.
Pope Benedict XVI sent a special dispatch to Polish parliamentary speaker and acting head of state, Bronisław Komorowski, and is addressed to all Poles. In it, the pontiff writes of the pain that he is feeling.
And pain and sorrow are being felt by many. Poles received the news with disbelief and gathered outside the presidential palace to place flowers and candles. Magdalena Jensen reports on the reactions.
At this moment, 11:25 on Saturday, April 10th, I'm standing in front of the presidential palace on Krakowskie Przedmieście in Warsaw, observing as a man is standing on the roof of the palace, lowering the Polish flag to half-mast. Already we can observe in front of the palace hundreds of people having gathered, camera crews as well, flowers and candles have already been lit.
It's basically a sad moment for Poland, that's it. Two important people died in this plane crash. That's it. Leave all the politics behind.
Really sad, because it was my favorite president.
A disaster for Polish people, and I can even say for Europe.
Just came here to pay respect, to show that it makes a difference for me. So that's all I can do right now.
It's a big tragedy for Poland, for people in whole world, I think.
It's unexpected. It's unbelievable.
I can't find any words to explain it.
I really don't know what to say. It's the first time something like this happened here or anywhere in the world, so I really don't know what to say at the moment.
We are a little bit shocked, so we are just standing here just because you need some reaction, so you need just to come here and just think about it, but it's difficult to react.
The Constitution of the Republic of Poland provides for the extraordinary situation which arises in the case of the president's death or inability to perform his office. The president's duties are taken over by the Speaker of the lower house of parliament, the Sejm. This is now Bronisław Komorowski. Within a fortnight, he should announce a date for presidential elections. Constitutional law expert Professor Ryszard Winczorek.
The Speaker should announce the date of elections within 2 weeks from the death of the President, and the elections should take place not later than within 60 days from that day. From the legal and constitutional aspect, this is not complicated, but the political consequences may be great.
This is the second time in Polish history that a president has been killed before serving the full term in office, points out legal expert Ryszard Małajna.
We had the assassination of President Gabriel Narutowicz in 1922, and the Polish constitution at the time also provided for the Speaker of Parliament to take over the president's powers.
Elections of a new president should be held in Poland in about 2.5 months, at the utmost 74 days. The tragedy has altered the election calendar, as presidential elections were due to be held in Poland this autumn. Ruling Civic Platform elected Speaker Bronisław Komorowski is to be the party's candidate in the elections.
A week-long period of national mourning has been set by the acting head of state and parliamentary speaker Bronisław Komorowski.
I have just signed and sealed my decision for a week-long period of mourning. I ask all institutions of the Republic of Poland and all citizens that we take part in this time of mourning, despite the differences we may have, both at a public and personal level.
And what have been the initial reactions to the news about the tragedy at Smolensk in Russia itself? Dmitry Babich from the English-language Russia Profile magazine in Moscow says the information is still settling in people's minds.
Right now, everyone is just trying to find out what exactly happened, whose mistake it was. There are very few comments, actually, on the personality of Kaczynski. Mostly, everyone is just shocked by what happened, because this visit was expected in Russia. I mean, it was not such a big deal as in Poland, where there was a whole discussion around it. But in Russia, we also knew that it was important. And right now, it's just shock. People are trying to find out what happened. I know that President Medvedev was informed about it and that he expressed his deep, deep sadness about what happened.
Beata Płomecka, Polish radio correspondent in Brussels, says the news of the tragedy at Smolensk has been received with extreme grief in the Belgian capital, with statements from all top European officials.
The first one was from the president of the European Parliament. It's really emotional because the president wrote that one of his friends and the great Polish politician Lech Kaczynski died today. He wrote that he had known Lech Kaczynski for more than 30 years and he knew him when he tried to create solidarity in the very difficult times for Poland. He also wrote that this is a great loss to Poland, the unimaginable tragedy with many leaders of the Polish state lost. Actually, this sentence, that this is the great loss to Poland, is repeated in many statements today that came from Brussels. There are also statements from the Christian Democrats from the European Parliament and also from the European Conservatives. They wrote also a very emotional statement about the President Lech Kaczynski. The Polish people have lost a great man who played an important role in the nation's history, helping to bring an end to the dark days of communism. This is the quote from their statements. The Conservatives wrote also that Lech Kaczynski played a major part in the post-communist reconstruction of democracy and freedom in Poland. I have also found the reaction from NATO Secretary General. He expressed profound condolences to the people of Poland, and I quote, "This is the tragedy for them and for the country. My thoughts are with the Polish people today."
Condolences were also offered by European Commission President José Manuel Barroso and EU Foreign Minister Catherine Ashton.